Chapter 23. Lundquist had called before Jesse went to bed and convinced him to let him send some backup to Paradise, at least in the short run.
"Maybe four guys during the day, another four at night," Lundquist said. "I'll tell them to flash their lights and badges every chance they get."
"Show of force," Jesse said.
"Exactly."
"No," Jesse said.
"Why not?"
"I told you," Jesse said. "I got this.
Unless this maroon finds a way to dial things up.
Maybe I'll bring back stop and frisk if my guys see somebody suspicious," Jesse said.
"Boy, those were the days," Lundquist said.
In the late morning, Jesse called Molly and Sonny and Suit into the conference room.
"Suit and I will stay on the Paul Hutton case," he told them. "Eventually, we're going to start filling in the blanks on his past. I'm going to find out the connection between him and the Kane house. There had to be a reason why he went there that night." He turned to Molly then and said, "And you keep going through those files to find out who's put a target on us."
"Still could turn out to be the one who put a target on Hutton," Molly said.
"Feeling a little left out here," Sonny said, "other than my responsibilities for watching Molly's ass."
"My very well-conditioned ass," Molly said.
"Thought that went without saying," Suit said.
"Shut up, Luther," Molly said.
"Not leaving you out," Jesse said to Sonny. "It can't hurt to have a fresh set of eyes on Molly's list of suspects."
"My pleasure."
"How long can you stay?" Jesse said.
"Long as it takes," Sonny said. "I've got no need to be in Boston right now."
"What about Rosie?"
"Her dog."
"With Spike," she said. "I'll bring her up if I decide to extend my stay."
"You know I plan to pay you," Jesse said. "And don't try to talk me out of it."
"Wasn't planning to," Sonny said. "I lost my amateur status a long time ago."
Suit grinned.
"How old were you when you turned pro?" Suit said.
"Shut up, Luther," Sonny said.
Suit went back to his desk. Molly said she was going to make more coffee for her and Sonny. Just Jesse and Sonny in the conference room now. In a low voice, Sonny said,
"You need to make a plan for us to get some alone time."
"You sure?" Jesse said. "The us part?"
"Hell no," Sonny Randall said.